Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night service here at Thomas Village Baptist Church. I hope you've all had a good week. And we're going to start our service off this morning, or this evening. We're going to still stay in the Christmas theme, so we're going to sing number 118, which is What Child Is This?
Everybody, and God bless you. For those that are here, that's come out, for those of you that may be out there in the parking lot tonight, we will be, and Facebook Live, good to have y'all with us, that y'all can allow us to share in your worship time, and especially at this time of year, as we're moving in from the old into the new, the hope of the past, and the permanence of the past, and the hopes of the future. So we will be there in Isaiah 43, and we'll be jumping scripturally-wise all the way up to Isaiah 55. We're going to try to keep it through there, if you can keep up with me, all right? But what I want to do tonight is kind of do the lesson, and then we'll close out with the prayer request, and we'll leave here the last service this year in praying. And I don't think there's any more better way to leave the year. But it's the most profitable thing that we could be doing. In way of announcements, I'm sorry, Sunday, that we did not have it. I forgot about and did not announce that there would be no prayer meeting Tuesday at 11, so we will be having that. Other than that, this Sunday at 11 o'clock, we'll be having our regular service here. And then we'll be having, does Awana kick back in this weekend? Or is it the 10th. And then also, I wasn't able to, the Lottie Moon. Are we still, how much longer do we have left in it, or is it concluded? We'll still take it. All righty. So just wanted to remind you of that. Any other announcements tonight? All righty. I'm going to ask Brother Otis to come up here, open us up in a word of prayer, and then we'll sing us another song. Isaiah 44.
Thank you, Pastor. Let's pray. Father God, we just come thanking you, Lord, for another day and looking toward a new year. And Lord, we just have to, when we look forward, we have to look back to see where we've come from. But you tell us in your word not to look back if you're plowing because you plow crooked. Lord, we know that the future is brighter because you're there. And we know things look dim sometimes, but you're there. We know are hard in our lives sometimes, but you're there. We know other people don't see the good in you or won't even hear about you, but you're still there. You're everywhere, Lord. The Word tells us that you're everywhere. You know everything. You have all power. Governments have no power. You have the power. Governments exist for the benefit of the people, but they don't have power. You have all power, all knowing, all giving and forgiving. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for sending us this child that grew up to be a man. We see him in a manger, but he didn't stay there as a baby. Be a man to grow up and show the suffering that we took and take every day, that he took it willingly. He didn't have to do it, Lord. He was you. He was God, part of the Godhead. But he came voluntarily and took on sin for my sin and all sin of the world. We thank him for it, for being our Savior, our perpetuator between us and you. He made it right because sin was still there. From Adam all the way through to today, sin is still here. Father, we just thank you for a Savior like that. We don't understand all of it, but we don't have to understand it all. We have a great Savior, and he reveals to us what he needs for us to know. We just thank you so much for those here tonight, for our church family. Lord, for those in our church family that are hurting and sick, those in our church family have lost loved ones. We pray for the Alma Bowen family and the children, grandchildren. And Lord, we just pray that you be with them. And we thank you for hearing our prayers this day and our petition. We pray for our church and the needs of our church. And we just pray, Lord, that we'll continue to strive and keep stepping up every day to look like you and be like you and stay in your word and read our devotionals and focus on you, not upon the world. And just thank you for it, for this day you've given us, and for our pastor and his family, our church family. And most of all, we just thank you, Lord, to have a country that we have freedoms in. And we just continue to pray for our president and what he's been through and how many times his name's been called and how many times his name's been cursed and still is. But you know what, God, you allowed him to be president, and we're thankful for that. Pray for our nation, and that you'd bind us together in this time and season of love, that we could see love in others and the goodness that you brought to us. And we thank you and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll sing one more song, number 94, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
Again with us tonight. Like I said, tonight I want us to do our study first, and then we'll close out with our prayer needs if we have time, being as we did not meet yesterday in before the prayer for the lost souls. I may read out all those first names just depending on how long it takes us to get through this. And basically tonight, as we look at Isaiah chapter 42, beginning there. First things first, there is no God like our God. And if you don't remember anything about tonight's service as you're coming to Isaiah chapter 42, remember that nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let him today, no one will do any more for you than he wants to do. And after that being said, I do have to say, Pierce County football high school state champs, Pierce County High School football rules. All right, that's my alma mater. They won the state champ in their division. And might I add that the Dogs have not had the best of season, but there was a pretty darn good quarterback they had there, and he was from my alma mater as well. So I just want to represent. My wife made me a mountain man, but I still got sand in my toes. And I love my home people. So it was good. Even when, and again, we've been out of town this week as you're turning to Isaiah 42. God blessed us to be able to stay in Gatlinburg a few nights. And we're so thankful for that. And we did miss being with y'all on Sunday morning. But today, as we're talking about the end of the new, the end of the old and the beginning of the new. While we were down there, I think my day has kindly, this weekend up to this point, has kindly been a small, brief analogy for 2020. And so today, this week, God's had me in Isaiah. We've had our Bibles out. We've read the Bible together when we were out of town. I did the honey dip stuff. You know, y'all ever do that? Just say, boom, okay, Lord, show me something today. And it was something in Isaiah. And so then, and I got to thinking about last year. And I got to thinking about with the way that 2020 has been, the politics, the riots, the pandemics, which is really hitting us now like it has hit other areas in the few months. We've been about 3 months behind the curve, I think, and we're really seeing it now. We really need to be praying for those that are taking care of and those that are sick and the families that are dealing with COVID-19. It is a very real thing, but we are praying and believing that there is hope and that we see hope there, and so we thank God for that. But really, 2020, I can just honestly tell you, it's less about us entering into 2021. For me, it's more about leaving 2020. Does that make sense to y'all? That it's less about 2021. I just want to get away from 2020. See, last year we read passages to you like this, Isaiah 42, verses 5 through 9. And this happened to be on January the 1st. It was the 1st, and that was also the anniversary. January the 1st is the first day that I came in as pastor here. And we're working on 4 years now, praise God, or will be just in a few days. But listen to this in Isaiah 42. Beginning in verse 5, it says this: "This is what God, the Lord, says, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to all the people on it, and whose spirit or whose very life he has given to those who walk on the earth that he stretched out and formed." It goes on to say that "I am the Lord. I have called you for a righteous purpose, and I will hold you by your hand. I will watch over you and will appoint you to be a covenant for the people and a light to nations." Now, we know in the literal sense that is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. "For unto us is born in the city of David a Savior, a Messiah, which is Christ the Lord." That was the prophetic voice that was there. But it goes on to say, "In order to open up blinded eyes and to bring out of prisons and the dungeons and those sitting in darkness in the prison houses, I am the Lord, and that is my name, and I will not give glory or praise to any other idol." And then in Isaiah 42:9, it says this: "The past events have indeed happened. Now I declare a new thing," or "I declare a new event. I announce them to you before they occur." And then we also looked at Isaiah 43, verse 16. It's just a quick turn over there. Isaiah 43, verse 16. If you're there, say amen. What if one day I said, if you're there, say, "Remlima ding dong." Wouldn't that just trip some people out? Is it say, "Remlima ding dong"? But listen to what it says here. "This is what the Lord says, who makes a way in the seas and a path through the raging waters, who brings out the chariots and horses, the armies, well as the mighty one, all together. They lay down and do not rise again. They are extinguished, put out like a candle's wick." Isaiah 43:18, "Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to the things of old. Look, I am about to do a new thing. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts." Here in Isaiah 43, Isaiah is speaking of Israel's restoration and the promise of the Messiah. You remember that Israel, not only did it split, divided, but then it was conquered by other countries. And it was ruled, even at the time of Christ's birth, it was ruled by Rome. And literally, it was 1948 when Israel once again became its own nation. That it became, once again, fully out of the rebellion. Fully that they could say, once again, "We are the nation of Israel." But here he's talking about how God will deliver them. And when we look at Israel today, that is God's deliverance. He took them out of the bondage and being ruled over by other nations. And now they are his nations. And praise God, it is going to be from New Jerusalem that Jesus rules for 1,000 years. Or, that he'll set up his kingdom when we're in eternity. And again, now jump over to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. And listen at this one again. And notice there's been a trend. Remember in the last one, the first one, he said, "The past events have indeed happened. Now I declare a new thing," or a new event. And then in Isaiah 43, verse 16, he said, "Look, I am about to do a new thing. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts." And then here in Isaiah 48, verse 6 and 7, it says, "You have heard it, observed it all. Will you not acknowledge it? From now on, I will announce new things," or new fresh events to you, "hidden things that you have not known. They have been created now and not long ago. You have not heard of them before today, so you could not claim I already knew them. And again, he is speaking of Christ and the arrival of Christ and the coming of the Messiah. We see the restoration of Israel, but we also know that there is more prophecy to come that is yet to be fulfilled. But this was the theme for last New Year's. Well, on January the 1st, this was the theme. And listen to the theme here. Isaiah 42:9, the past events have indeed happened, but now I declare a new thing or new events. I announce them to you before they occur. Isaiah 43:19, look, I am about to do a new thing. Even now it is coming. Listen to that. I'm about to do a new thing, a new event. Even now it is coming. The word new there in the Greek is hadas or shadas, and it means something that has not been seen, and something that has not been experienced, or something that has never been. Now, last time, listen again. Even now do you see it not coming? And then Isaiah 48:6, it says, from now on, I will announce new things to you, hidden things that you have not known. Now, last, I know without a doubt that when I preach these things, last New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, I was hoping and looking for a 2020 that would be like if I had to go and see the optometrist and he said, you got 2020. I wanted that kind of year. You know, it was going to be a good year. Well, buddy, it ain't been that kind of year, has it? Man, it's been a year unlike anybody's ever lived through. Now, they've lived through experiences before, but they were more self-dependent upon themselves in the homes and the things like that, when the Dust Bowl and there was other things. Now, we live in a time where we're so automated that a lot of people can't even do for themselves if they have to, if it's not heated up. We never expected that the church could be shut down, but within a month, really in 2 weeks, the church across America was shut down. But I knew it was real when they shut down March Madness. You remember that? That was, and I love March Madness. That's when the Cinderella stories, and they shut that down, and then they shut down the other things that there were, the NBA games and things like that. And I want to say that we've been blessed. I say that since that time we've probably, including outside services and the FM services, all glory be to God. But I think we've been able to continue to offer the gospel on a regular basis, 77 to 75% of the time through all of this. And a good portion of it, we've still been able to meet inside, just trying to do what is right in the eyes of God and right in the eyes of our government. But then, we really had it pretty good. And even now, we can really account for almost 80% of those that were with us before all this came. Do you know what the big deal was for me and the deacons last year about this time? Listen what we were talking about. Remember this, Brother Otis, Brother Ken? Remember what one of the big deals was? What 6 people were going to be the representatives at the Southern Baptist Convention in Orlando? Oh my goodness! Wouldn't I give for that to be the important thing again? You know what I mean? Oh my goodness, 2020. Woo. That was what we were, wasn't it, Brother Otis? That's what we were talking about. I think we're at a time where it's time for us to start back engaging in that, just like we have with the Lottie Moon. But that takes people coming around and picking up their cross and doing it. But in 2020, the church, I just want to talk about the church. We wanted it to be positive. We expected it to be comfortable to our physical being, to our mental and spiritual beings. And truth is, 2020 has been difficult, painful, confusing, but also insightful. I think we've learned a lot. Because of what's gone on, the advancement in Thomas Village's digital and internet and virtual blueprint has grown greatly. and we're hoping for, but praise God. And I'm getting ahead of myself in the sermon, but over 300 people were able to receive the gospel without ever touching anyone else's hand. You tell me what cantata and what play can do that. God has been good to us. And I tell you, Thomas Village, I tell you, Duffield, our best days are yet to come. Don't let what the fight is now, but look to the victory that's already been won in Christ Jesus. Because of faithful contributors financially to Thomas Village Baptist Church, it is 2020 has been a blessed year to Thomas Village. And Lord willing, we're going to continue, not just because we want to spread our digital footprint, but because we want the gospel to go forward. And those that you that believe that what this church is about, you've given, and we're going to continue. And we're going to try to start having different type of classes or gatherings here at the church, but small numbers, but in like the social hall or the sanctuary, just do it at different nights and at different times. There's a way to do this. We're just now figuring out the cracks and how to fill them. But I do see hope. But then the last 3 months, you know, from March, it was really good. We had it really good. We didn't have a lot of sick people. I think Sister Ruby had a little bit of an issue, and Brother Jay, but we didn't have anybody in the hospital for 7 months. And then came October, and I had already had 4 weddings. And in those 3 months, I know a lot of people have taken a lot, but the Bishop Jesse family has really been hit hard there in that time. But God, you remember Isaiah got saved in the midst of that. Even in the hard times, God is there and He's working. And to God be the glory, we're going to continue trying to grow. And this is kind of like just a preparation, letting you know where we're at, you know. Not long, we're going to be expecting you back in here, expecting you working, leading the class, being a part of the class. It's time to blanket over here in the village again. It's time to blanket again. And now we got them QR things. We just hang them up on the mailbox, and they can check it out, and they can type in their prayer request. See, we're going to grow. The best days are yet ahead. But listen, as I was recalling this week, and especially today, I want you to look there in Isaiah 43:19, because I want you to look how eerie this is. Because remember, we expected it to be positive. We expected 2020 to be a good year. But look what it said there. It says, look, I am about to do a new thing. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Again, we were expecting the positive. But I want you to go back in your mind. At this time last year, we were a little down because we had lost Sister Wanda Tester, if you remember. But we were blessed. We were meeting together. We had our service. But do you know what was even in Wuhan, China at that time? There was a disease that was coming. And now, right now, we're feeling the full effect of it in Duffield, Virginia. You see, when he says, I'm fixing to do a new thing, and you don't see it, and even now it's on its way. And could we know it's a small, minuscule little thing? But you see, this is testimony as well, because you see, there's going to come a day where there's going to come something like the COVID, but there's not going to be a healing for it. That's still prophetic. Listen what it says in Revelation chapter 6. This is when Christ Jesus is breaking the 6 seals, the 7 seals that are there. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, it says, when he opened the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th living creature say, come and look. And there was a pale or a green, a sickly, pus green looking horse. And the horseman was on it, and his name was Death. And Hades was following after him with authority given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, by famine, and by plague, and wild animals of the earth. You see? It's still prophetic. It's coming. So you see, when we, every day, God does something awesome. Those verses in Isaiah where he says, I am doing a new thing, or I'm doing a new event, or something that has never been seen. Isaiah 43:19. Look, I'm about to do a new thing. Even now it is coming. Isaiah 48, verse 6b, From now on I will announce new things to you, hidden things that you have not known. Again, the word means something that has never been seen, something that has never been experienced, something that has never been. And yes, God, most of the time and many times, allows that new thing or that event to be pleasant to us physically, pleasant to us emotionally, and pleasant to us spiritually. Every day of our life, God is working if we're His children. But there's some times when the new thing, the power of God, is not physically appealing. Matter of fact, it's painful. It's unpleasant. It's emotionally and spiritually breaking. But it is still God. Think about this. Think about Sodom and Gomorrah. God was about to do a new thing. He's fixing to rain down fire and brimstone. And folks, I'm going to tell you this. I think we're going to see some normality returning. But there's going to be, it's a natural grab. They're going to hold back some things. There'll be less and less you can do in the name of Jesus. But praise God, this right here, what I just read out of that, we as believers, we believe that we'll be raptured out before that plague, or before that event comes. You see, I want to just tell you about my day today. And like I said, you remember, I think my past 3 days has wrapped up what it was. Because see, like I said, from January to March was pretty good. We lost our people. We had that hurt, but it was pretty good, you know. Going to Orlando, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Then came March and things got weird. Got strange. But God blessed us for those 7 months. And then in these last 7 months, it's become very painful. Very physical and emotionally and spiritually draining. The past 2 days, me and Amy, we were able to be down there, but everything was booked up. They were having a pastor's conference. How about that? Because they were having a pastor and pastor's wife's conference. We couldn't get in nowhere. So, we spent a lot of time in the room. We spent a lot of time sitting in there, just quiet, alone, being together. Not the normal vacay or staycay, what we called it. But then I got home. Went in the house, towed the stuff in the house. Jumped in Amy's car and I came to church. I hadn't been here. I got here about 11 o'clock. We left early because I wanted to be on the job and be prepared for tonight and getting ready. And I wasn't here long enough. I got a phone call from a Thomas Sower, S-O-E-R. This is Brian Hoffman's cousin. He lived with Brian for a while, and he's come to church here. Well, he's doing real good now. He's living over in Wise, working over there. But they found out that his father, Paul Stoyer, has terminal cancer. Now, Paul's a Christian. Paul's come to peace with it. You know, he lives 3 miles from his pastor. They hang out together. Paul's come to grips with it. But and he had called me, and he said, something's happening. I'll be there in 15 minutes. Can you talk? And I said, yeah. And he come in there, and he said, you know, Daddy, Paul, he's come to peace with it. He's come to grips. And we went over there, the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, where it said, you know, flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. You know, that if he's gonna go to that eternal place, if he's going to be with his Redeemer, then he cannot go in this body. He's got to get a new body that's going to be provided for him. We got to talking a little bit, and, you know, we got to talk about really, it's our best life is yet to come in glory. And we talked, and we prayed for healing. We prayed for healing, but we also prayed that God's peace and understanding and ability to stay focused on our hope that was there. And you could see it. And Paul, he was a Christian. Our spirits bore witness, you know. We had just really that good time together, and we prayed. And he texted me later on, and you could the spirit was there. And so then I'm one of those people that can only study for like 45 minutes, then I have to get up for 15 minutes and do something else, and then I can come back and study. And so I said, well, here's what I'll do. I'm going to go and vacuum my wife's car out because she's just that good and she deserves it. Amen. Cha-ching. But I went over there, and while I was over there, I backed in the car and got it right, and it was busy. Everybody washing off their car, you know, from the snow thing. And I wasn't washing it because there ain't no point where we live. It's going to be just dirty again. And so I backed it in there, and I went to get the money to get one of those, you know, thing that's supposed to keep it from cracking. And when I did, the man washing his car thought he sprayed me. And he come over to me, and he said, I'm sorry for spraying you. I said, no, sir, you didn't spray me. But I appreciate it. I said, how you doing today? He said, not so good. I just found out that I have lung cancer and it's terminal. I told him, I said, I'm scared to answer the phone. But that wasn't a chance or accident. God put him there. I said, well, what's your name, sir? I told him who I was. I said, I'm the pastor down at Thomas Village, and I don't believe it's a chance that me and you are here right now. I said, what is your name? He said, my name is Thomas Graham. And I talked with him. My first question after what was his name, you know it better be, if I don't do this as your pastor, get rid of me. But I asked him, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? And he said, yeah. And we talked a little bit. I tried to encourage him. And we prayed just like we had before. We prayed for healing. Amen. Pray that our God heal Thomas Graham, because I want the world to see that we have a God that's able to do that and that others will be saved because of that. And then we prayed for healing, but I also prayed that God's will, God's peace, God's power, and God's grace be upon Thomas Graham and his family in these times. And as we were parting, he quoted a verse. He didn't do it chapter and verse. He didn't say Job this or that, but it was one that we all know because it's so popular, and it's Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. You want me to wait on you? 55 verse 8. Are you there? Say amen. Listen, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, for your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord's declaration. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If 2020 has taught us anything, it is just that God's way of thinking and God's way of doing things is nothing like the way we would do it. Amen? It's just not. But as His children, we must pray that His will be done. Even when those new things, those new events aren't as appealing as they others are. You know, I was expecting us, my 5-year plan was for us to be at 200 members. I still think we can do it in 7. I still do. I think we're going to. But it's taught us this. We say that and we talk about His ways. But listen to this. We can't be, you know, I'm not a carrot picker preacher. Meaning I don't just pick one verse up and say, I'm going to preach one subject and that's all it is. No, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. So let's read that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Let's read the verses before and after that because the context is important, isn't it? Amen? So listen, Isaiah 55 verses 6 and following. Listen how it begins. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call to Him while He is near. Let the wicked one abandon his way, and let the sinful ones their thoughts. Let him return to the Lord so He may have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will freely forgive. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. This is the Lord's declaration. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Just as the rain and snow fall from heaven, and do not return there without saturating the earth and making it germinate and sprout and product the seed that is sown as food to eat. So my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it out to do. Again, 2020 has not been a great year. But remember, it's taught us this. Remember I said that it was intriguing, informative? It's taught us that God's ways are not our ways. It taught us that most things we're not in any control like we think we are in control. Listen what he cries out. We focus on that, my ways are not your ways, but look what he says. He says, seek God, seek the Lord while he may yet be found. Look at us. Even ungodly men recognize we can't continue going as the world is going, whether it be with the way we live our lives or the way we treat our planets. It's happening. He says, wicked, abandon their ways. Sinners, abandon your sinful thoughts. You see, what this church was built upon, what this church stands upon, and what this church will stand upon until God calls us home, is that the gospel is such an awesome truth that the whole world needs to hear about Jesus. That's the number one thing. The steps in the digital and the internet and all that stuff, all that's to the glory of God, because there is a message that must get out there. Because we don't know how much longer God's going to hold back his hand. Listen, Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us about the Word, what the Word of God does. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and effective. It is relevant today. Amen? It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to the separation of the soul and the spirit. Some people don't even think there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. But there is. I ain't getting into that now, okay? You see, what did Jesus say that his purpose was when he came? He came to save. But listen what he said over in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Don't assume that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace but a sword. For I came to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his very house. Why? Because of the very question that I asked about Paul Stoyer, who has the cancer, that I asked Thomas Stoyer, the son that is coming to grips with his father's cancer, what I asked Thomas Graham, who told me that he had been told that he had terminal lung cancer, and the question that is the most important question that any human being will ever ask, and it is, what have you done with Jesus? And that's why we are looking for new ways to get the gospel out. You see, so we can't control whether it feels good or it feels bad. We can't control when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, or anything like that. We don't know. If we could, we'd avoid it. In the midst of life, there is nothing that we truly control. The only thing that we can control in the situation is ourselves. You see, I think this would be a good New Year's resolution as we talk about 2020 and the things it's taught us. That God don't do it the way we would do it, and we really ain't in control of very much. I think this would be a good New Year's resolution. This year, Heavenly Father, I resolve to let the Holy Spirit lead and empower me in all of life's situations. Father in heaven, my desire this year is to let the Holy Spirit lead and empower me in all of life's situations. Oh, yes, bye-bye 2020. But 2021 may have more of the same or even be worse. Or it could be the best year we've ever seen. I believe we're gonna see some things here. We've got some things in store. We've got some people that's wanting to join. We just got to get everybody together. Because you see, as we're moving out of the Christmas, as we left today, they were taking down the Christmas tree. And there's that one famed verse that the angel Gabriel told Mary in Luke chapter 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's not just a Christmas verse. But for those of us that know Jesus Christ, that is an everyday verse. The verse that says, unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. To you is given a Savior. That's not just a Christmas verse, that's an everyday verse. And if we know that, we can say goodbye to 2020, and we can say and greet 2021 knowing this, as it says over in Galatians chapter 2, verse 19. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Father, this year I'm resolved to let the Spirit empower and lead me in life situations. Then we can pray, Thy will be done. You see, if we could see his picture, I told the fellas this today. I said, you know, when we can't trust what we're seeing and what's going on, we have to trust what he's already done and what he's promised us. And that is the gospel message. And praise God, all we can do in the midst of that, if we resolve to do that, if we resolve that we let the Holy Spirit lead us and empower us, then I know you're going to be telling people about Jesus. You're going to be other loving people like Jesus. You're going to be encouraging people like Jesus. You're going to stand for the gospel that Jesus Christ died for us to have. You're going to live your life for Jesus, bringing glory to Jesus, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He imparts us power to be more like Jesus. God bless you. It's good to be back with you. I've missed y'all, and these times have been weird. But right now, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, 6 o'clock on Sunday nights, Facebook only. Prayer meeting at 11 on Tuesdays, and then we meet again for midweek prayer on tonight, Wednesday night at 6. I do want to go through these names. We want to pray for all those families that are dealing with COVID issues, whether it be deaths, whether it be sickness. We are the epicenter right now. It's going on right now. Pray for the family of Sister Alma Bowen. We did not know anything about Sister Alma. Is a very valued member and played a key role in our church, but did not find out about her passing until Monday or Tuesday, I believe it was. We'll respect the family wishes, but know that we will be with you all in prayer, and all you have to do is reach out, and we'll do anything that we can do. Also, Brother David and Sister Nancy, has anybody heard from them how they're doing? I've not. It's been the last time I've tried. It's been 3 days, but it was going straight to voicemail. So if anybody, let them know that I'd like to talk with them. And then tonight, you heard me talk about Thomas Graham, the one with the lung cancer, and then the Paul Storier. That's Thomas Storier's father, who has the other cancer. Emily Ward, Alicia Hill, Wendy Fields, Bodie Cope is doing better. We can take him off. Praise the Lord. Vicki Littrell, Ezekiel Jordan, Eddie and Chris Barnett, Catherine Ward, Pansy Flannery, special issues there. We want to continue to pray for Sister Pansy. Daisy Richards, Nick Roten, Dakota McQueen, Sandy Knight, Daniel Jordan, Chris and Jennifer Strange, Robbie Jordan, Judy Webb, Ashley Beverly Jr., Tyler and Donna Hodge, David and Felicia Cantrell, Mr. Pippin, Lance and Sabrina Stollard, Tommy and Alma Mullen. He's got to have some abdominal surgery coming up. Amy's got to have some surgery coming up. Pray for her. Barb Cope, Darlene Porter, Courtney Hall, Rhonda Bryant, Jalen and Scott Bledsoe, Jeanette Carter, Linda Jordan, Jerry Flannery, David Starnes, Jesse Bull, and Pam Savarsky, Jim Lamb, Nicholas Patrick, Tom Graham, Betty Gilbreth, Sister Wilma and Brother Don Daniels, Mary Snodgrass, Sister Cecilia, Mr. Frank Pennington, Sheila Stanley, Jay and Ruby Keck, Cindy Osborne, Faye and Ruth B. Roten, Lottie Johnson, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Liza Fletcher, Margaret and Chet Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, Chelsea LeBlanc, John and Carmine Shoup, all first responders and rescuers, and pray for our country. We'll weep for our country, okay? And also, pray for those people that are working up at the top of the mountain where Brother Otis is. That is very foggy in the morning, and it can be very dangerous up there at times with all those flashing lights. And just pray for them as they work up there. Anything else before we close in prayer? James, huh, Aunt Tina, and that James. What was that James man? Jason. Jason what?
McLeod.
Both of those have COVID. Yeah, he's in the hospital and was not as good as he is now. He's took a turn for the better now. And then that's Tina's aunt, the mother of Amy. That's Amy's aunt. You remember we told you about JC and the three triplets that were born not long ago? That's her mama. So that's who we're praying for there. And Derek had it as well, the baby. And JC, that's the baby's mom and daddy. You know, as a mom and daddy, you'd be so just fearful with the three precious new ones, and then Gavin, he's a sport model too. Anything else?
You place
Charles Arnie.
Charles Arnie.
Mm-hmm. Lillian Davis. And cancer is some stuff tough. Well, y'all been good. Y'all put up with my long-windedness tonight, but I didn't get to preach Sunday morning or night. So let's close out. No, I ain't going to bring you in my prayer closet neither. I ain't going to keep you long. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it's a good day to be in your house. Lord, and 2020 has been a tough year, but in the midst of it, we can say we have a good, good Father. And Lord, the Bible teaches us that you do all things well. And Lord, we're thankful for the hope that this is not our home. Lord, that there is a heaven for us. This is the only hell we'll have to face. And so, God, we just pray that we'll do more with the gospel in 2021 than we've ever done at Thomas Village. I pray that on the individual basis here. And Lord, first I ask you to forgive me of my sins, because I know I'm a sinner and not worthy of your Son's blood. But I do pray that on an individual basis, we get a burden for lost souls. And if we'll do that, Lord, if we just simply say, I'm resolved that the Holy Spirit lead and empower me through the situations of 2021, there's no telling what could happen. Lord, I pray that you heal Thomas. I pray that you heal Paul. I pray you give their family members right now and others, as we've talked about Lillian and those that are dealing with cancer, I pray you give them peace. If they're not saved, I pray tonight that they somehow hear the gospel, be reminded of a verse or whatever it might be. But Lord, as we end 2020, I want to say, and as a representative of this church, I just say thank you for being so good. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for saving me. And Lord, I know I don't worship you like I should. I know I don't serve you like I should, but that is my desire. That Holy Spirit, you lead me through lives, empower me through life situations. And we give you all the glory as we lift up the Alma Bowen family, that you just embrace them through the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.